AM 1160, The Quest Pledge Drive, and I'm here, Linda Scharnhorst, with Carrie Allen and Annie Porter, and we are so excited because this is your hour. This is your hour. It's all about you being part of this, and we are so glad you're listening, and we are going to really started off by just letting you know we had a great hour the last hour, and we want you to call in. So let's give the number to you, 470-508-1160. You can call in with a donation. You can call in with a prayer request. We have at the station, we have a beautiful adoration chapel, and we have people praying right now for your intentions, and we would love to have calls about that too. So we're going to start off too with something that's a kind of special thing that we've had. Carrie, you want to tell them what we're going to be talking about today that relates to something they might get if they're one of the early callers today?
Yes. If you are one of the first 10 callers, you are going to receive a beautiful Bible. It's a deep burgundy with gold lettering. It's the Good News Translation. It's a Catholic edition. And you may say, well, I have a Bible, and that's great. I hope you do. Find somebody to give it to. Mm. Think about somebody who needs to have the word in their life. And you can have a Bible in more than one of your rooms, too. So first 10 callers, you get this beautiful Bible for free.
Yes. So, yeah, so we want to start this hour off powerfully because we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, what's done in our lives. And we also, maybe some of you have received a little notice from one of us that we have a great announcement that we're going to talk about after we talk a little bit about how the Holy Spirit's worked in our lives. Yeah, and the number is 470-508-1160. So if you want to be one of those first 10 people who receives the really nice Catholic Bible, 470-508-1160. Also, to thequestatlanta.com, you can go to the website or the app. And Annie, do you want to just tell them a little bit about the app? Because what we're going to be talking about later, the announcement, the app is a great way to access that.
Sure thing, Linda. So to download the app, you would go to your app store or so Google Play or the Apple store, and you're going to search for Quest Atlanta, and you'll click download. And when you download it, you'll open it up. And right now you're going to see a beautiful banner that tells you how to donate to the to the pledge drive. But right under that, you can press play to listen to the Quest live. And that's there 24/7. You can see the Twitter feed. You can also click on our little, I like to call it the hamburger menu in the top left-hand corner. I don't know why I call it the hamburger menu, but that's what I call it. So the hamburger menu in the top left corner, and that shows you all the different options in the app. And you can go to programs on demand and see the, you can see the national shows, local shows, spirit drives, and you can listen to those programs whenever you want. And, you know, there's all kinds of episodes on there. So like our local show, Shelter in Peace and Heaven's Light, you can click those and watch, well, not watch, listen to them. In addition to that, there's headlines in there. So local, you can find Catholic news in there, which is really awesome because we know we all need reliable news sources these days. And you can record a testimonial for us. We would love to get some of those testimonials.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I really think the only person that's done it is one of my volunteers when I need him to do a recording for me. So we would love for someone to try out that record a testimonial feature. But yeah, there's lots of awesome app features in there. And check out the schedule and send us a prayer request too.
That'd be wonderful. And also too, just to let you know, some people probably asked about it. Is it a caller that gets a Bible? So if you could call, just so it'd be easier for us to identify the first 10, that would be great for the Bible if you're interested in getting one of those Bibles. So the theme of this Quest Pledge Drive this year has been the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit's worked in our lives. And so I'm going to share a story. This is kind of funny because it wasn't till this theme came up that I really thought back at this. And I'm going to share this Holy Spirit story because it ties into what we're talking about. We're talking a little bit about the Word, and that's why we're giving away the Bibles too. And Carrie, this was happened 20 years ago. I moved to Atlanta and I came for a job. This is during the whole startup thing. And when I came, the expectation that I had for the job, it was very immediately apparent that wasn't happening and I need to get out. And so I was kind of like, you know, with that kind of song, like country when country wasn't cool, I was out of work when nobody was out of work. And so I had to find a job, and I just, you know, sold a house, moved from out of state, moved away from my family, gave everything up. And then I basically had to give up this job. And I was Episcopal at the time. And so I decided I was going to kind of lean into God. I felt God kind of moving in my life a little bit, but yeah, I was still kind of doing my own thing. And so I went to the Cathedral of St. Philip one morning. It was a work day morning, and they have like a 5-10 minute service, prayer service. And after that service, I went into their beautiful sanctuary. Sun was beaming in, and the stained glass was beautiful. And I just said a prayer that, Lord, whatever you want from me. Because at this point, nothing was really operating on full cylinders. And that's what I said, and I left. And before I got to the car, I'm going to tell you 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. If anyone's in your car saying, I want to call and I want that free Bible. So anyway, I get in my car and didn't think anything of the prayer. And I didn't get but 1 mile away before I was at a red light. And anyone's run the Peachtree Road Race, the 10K, right before you start Cardiac Hill, that's where I was, like very slight little incline. And the light turned green. And the car in front of me, all the rest of the cars beside me on either side, it was a 3 lanes, started moving. The car in front of me didn't start moving. It actually kind of stuttered, and then it started rolling back. So I kind of beep on the horn a little bit, beep again, beep hard, and then the car hits me. And I put the car into park. And as I put it into park, I thought, I do not need this, you know, a car accident with everything else going on in my life. And immediately, and I didn't know that this was probably the Holy Spirit working in my life at the time. I wasn't that attuned, but the thought went through my mind, this person's having a heart attack or some type of stroke or seizure. And the number to call is 470-508-1160 in thequestatlanta.com and the app. So I get out of the car, run up, I look in, and guess what I see? I see one person, there, one man, and he's in a full seizure. Eyes rolled back, hands up, shaking, totally not responsive. I had just moved back to Atlanta, so I didn't have a cell phone. So I took my hand in a shape of a telephone, put it up to my ear, and I looked at each of the 3 lanes of traffic, and I pointed to them and then put the phone to my ear and said, I need a phone, I need a phone, I need a phone. And all three stopped. And thankfully, thank the Lord, one who stopped was the chaplain for the Piedmont Hospital. So I had someone who could do CPR, and he pulls him out. He's like, this isn't, you know, good. I beeped on the horn, and a nurse, he came out, and they started working to resuscitate him. And the chaplain said, get this thing out of my car. And I ran to the car, and I was like, there's nothing in your back seat. And I thought, what does he want me to find? And then I went searching the stranger's car underneath the seats and pull out the thing that he wanted, which was to not change in, you know, exchange any, you know, fluid when you're trying to give CPR. And I went around the back door, and I nailed my thigh right into the side, and I end up throwing like 15 feet this thing. He caught it. They do CPR. And meanwhile, another woman's calling the police, and she's saying, we're outside such and such retailer. I'm like, no, you're on Peachtree southbound at this address. And meanwhile, the back of my mind, I know this sounds bad, but I was worried that they would think I hit him and caused him to have a seizure.
Oh, sure.
And if he didn't make it and he died, I'd have to prove that I didn't kill him. And so I waited for the police came, and get the guy back. And people asked me later, what he looked like? He looked very bad. He looked dead. Like worse than if you see in a coffin, you know, he just was out on the street. They were resuscitating him. And then the policeman, after everything, we got him away. I went up and I looked in the car, and his car was in park. And I said, how could he have ever backed up and hit me? It wasn't that big of a hill if his car was in park. And the nurse said, oh no, it was in neutral when we got here. So the policeman later said he had no license to drive, but what had happened, he drove, felt the seizure probably coming on. He went to put the car in park, and he didn't have the energy to make it.
Oh, wow.
And he went to neutral. Oh, and he rolled back and hit me. And this was in the middle of, obviously, like, just awful traffic and everything like that. But we were there for a long time. We end up, the policeman says, I'll take all your information, but you're fine. And we walk across the street, and this woman was standing there. By this point, everyone's gone because it's traffic's gone and everything. And she said, you're an angel. And I remember it scared me. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, I just prayed that one prayer. Lord, whatever you want from me, I'll do it. And 1 mile later. And so here you're listening. If you're just joining us, you're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. The number to call, 470-508-1160. And you can also go online at thequestatlanta.com or the app. So, Carrie, this kind of story ties into you because it's how we met.
Right, right.
After this happened, I wanted to get to know the Lord more because I said, there's this person out here, this being out here that you pray to, and he listens. Even if you don't feel something, even if you don't hear anything, that there was no doubt in my mind that I was put there at that particular time. And it got my attention. And my response to it was, I got into a Bible study at Christ the King. And that's how I met you.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And in case you can't tell, Linda and I are really excited about being on the air for Quest right now. So much so that we forgot to open with prayer.
So, amen.
Let's go ahead and back up a little bit and say a quick prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you in our lives, in our homes, in our nation. We need you most especially in our heart right now.
Yes.
I lift up this Quest radio pledge drive right now to you, Lord. And you know how important this ministry is. You know how many people are being reached right now by hearing your word proclaimed over the airs. Lord, I ask that you bless this ministry abundantly, that you open the ears of everybody who's listening, that you will bless them so that they can bless this radio station. Father, we thank you for your presence in our lives right now. We thank you. We know you've got this.
Yep.
We know you've got this. And so there's no need to fear. There's no need to worry. There's no need to be anxious because we surrender everything to you. You're in charge. You're in control of our lives. So, Lord, we turn our lives over to you. We turn this radio station over to you. And we thank you now for all the wonderful things you are doing through Quest Radio. And I pray all of this in your special, precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah,
now I feel covered.
Yeah, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about all this. Yes, and we need to pray. So, Carrie, what about you in terms of your Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit experience. Well,
Before you start, let me just give the number one more time. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. And you can also go on thequestatlanta.com or on the Quest Atlanta app.
Right. Well, one incident that I have never forgotten was several years ago, I went to Rome with Archbishop Donahue when he received his pallium. Right after he was Archbishop.
What's a pallium?
A pallium is what the Archbishop receives. It's made out of lamb's wool, mm-hmm. and that they wear around their neck. And it's a very special moment in an Archbishop's life. And so I was invited to go and attend with him. Mm-hmm. So we went and we had Mass. We were Mass celebrated by Pope John Paul, now St. John Paul the Great. Mm-hmm. And it was an unbelievable experience. And when it was over, I went back to my hotel room and I was just enthralled with what I had just experienced, what I had just seen, being in the presence of this soon-to-be-named saint, which I didn't know would be a saint at the time, but certainly mm-hmm. felt like it. And so I decided just to lie down and rest for a moment. And I was in between that sleep state and still being awake state when I had this image come to me. It was an image of a huge cross. And I was standing pretty far away from it. But I could tell that the cross wasn't real smooth. It had a lot of texture to it. Mm-hmm. I started to walk up to the cross. And as I got closer, I could see that the texture was coming from people that were embedded into the cross. Mm. Thousands and millions of people embedded into the cross. And then I walked closer and I could see at the horizontal arms of the cross, some people were holding on with both hands. Mm. And I got closer and I could see that some people were only holding on with one hand. And the thought came to me how dangerous that was, that they were in peril, because if there was the slightest tremor, those who were only hanging on by one hand certainly would fall.
Yep.
Even those who were hanging on by both hands, depending on the size of the tremor, mm-hmm. could certainly fall too. Mm-hmm. And I realized how important it was for people to be embedded into the cross of Jesus Christ, to be embedded into his word.
Mm. Absolutely.
To keep us from falling away. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we have many people who have fallen away mm-hmm. right now and who aren't hanging on to the cross. Mm-hmm. And it's our job, every Catholic's job, mm-hmm. to help keep those people hanging on to the cross, hanging on to the word of God.
Absolutely. Let me give the number too. And if you want to chime in on if there's any callers that are looking for that Bible, 470-508-1160.
Yeah, so I think we've gotten a few callers so far. So we want to say thanks to Christine F. in Atlanta, and she donated in honor of Linda and Carrie. Lewis M. in Tampa, Florida, and he says he's calling in honor of Linda.
Thank you, Lauren W.
in Atlanta says, Linda was my rock. So those are a few callers. So it looks like we still have a few Bibles to go here. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. Because as you know, if you've been listening, our goal for this Pledge Drive is we want everyone to participate. If you are listening, we want you to pray about it and give what you can. Mm-hmm. So please, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you for those donors. That's just wonderful.
Amen. Yeah, and that's great.
This is a community. I mean, we all support each other. And I also want to put sort of a challenge out for Carrie in the Atlanta area. And definitely the Catholic world and people discerning their faith and growing their journey has just been for so many years so strong in the word. And now I kind of understand mm-hmm. a little bit more why. Mm-hmm. I'm sure having that vision mm-hmm. sort of nailed that into you. And then the other part is a lot of people that came into the Catholic faith through the RCIA program.
Right.
Used getting very involved in the perpetual adoration
right.
at the
mm-hmm.
cathedral. Mm-hmm. So if there's anyone who's out there who's listening who Carrie has impacted you in some way. Yeah, that she's, you know, because she really, I know for me, coming into that Bible study at Christ the King, I was not Catholic. I just wanted to learn more about the Lord. I wasn't looking to become Catholic. I was just interested, and I felt the calling to the Word of God. And I always remember you would come in even after working all day to the young professionals Bible study and say hi to us. And you did all the work on the Bible studies and so many things that you did that really made an impact. So
that's awesome. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Thank you. If you're listening out there and Carrie Allen has made an impact in your life, this is a great time because Carrie has wanted a Catholic radio station in Atlanta for years. The first time I ever heard of Catholic radio was from Carrie. So this is something that's near and dear to her heart. So if that's your passion too, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com.
And some exciting news. We just got a leadership gift. So that means we ring that bell.
Yay!
Whoa, thank you.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. And Amy C. wants to say that she loves you, Carrie and Linda. So thank you, Amy
thank
C.
Thank you, Amy.
Amy came into the church under Carrie's guidance, just a very lovely person. So we've had great callers. Thank you so much. So Carrie, back to that vision that you were talking about. So I was going to ask a tactical question.
Okay.
So right after that happened, what did you do with that? Like, did you just kind of, I mean, you're on this trip. Everyone going to Rome, no matter if you're Catholic or not, it's kind of exciting.
Right,
so
right.
How did you process that?
Well, for me, what it meant was I had to spend time figuring out how to get the word out there, literally
mm-hmm.
get the word out there.
Yep.
And that meant starting Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started the first one at the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it was the Lord that said he wanted that to happen, because at the time I was attending a morning Bible study. And when I heard him say, I want you to do this at the cathedral, my comment to him was, but Lord, anybody who would be coming in the morning would be moms. And I don't have experience with that. Mm-hmm. I only have experience with business people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure I could relate. Mm-hmm. And God has a sense of humor. And it was like he said, oh, you want to relate? Let me help you. And that's when we were blessed with raising four grandchildren, ages 11 months to 6 years old. And boy, was I able to relate. And so the Bible study started from there.
It is still going. That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. So the number to call is 470-508-1160. We definitely want to give away the 10 Bibles. And we know the people that called in, they love the word.
Amen.
So that's great. Carrie, we have some other Holy Spirit moments, but maybe we should let everyone in on kind of what we're announcing.
All right.
So some of you might have heard, if you received an email from us, that we've really been at the quest. We try to always listen to what the listeners want, right? To really be receptive to that, to not just keep doing it. We want to listen to the Holy Spirit. We want to listen to what we've heard you all say. And one thing that we've heard you say is that the Bible study is important. Bible study is important, as well as different ways to listen. So you might be in an area that you have to listen online because maybe the reception is not possible. So if you're calling in from Florida, I bet you can't hear the AM 1160, but you can hear online. And so
on
the app and on the website. So what we have put together is something we want to announce now, and we want to give people a chance to say that they're interested in being part of this. We're going to be launching a podcast. And Carrie, why don't you go ahead and say what the podcast
is? Yeah, this is a new program that Quest is going to be offered, and it's going to be sponsored by Proclaim My Word, mm-hmm. a ministry that I founded about 6 years ago. And we are going to start doing Bible studies on the air so that, because we can't get together in large groups right now, you can have a small group meet in your home, or you can do FaceTime with your best friend mm-hmm. and do the Bible study. The workbook will be on a website, which mm-hmm. you'll be able to download for free. Mm-hmm. And this is our attempt to help people prep. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about people getting ready for the unknown. Mm-hmm. Well, let's prep for the known. Let's do a word prep. Mm-hmm. Let's prep through God's word.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to start doing soon.
Okay, great. So the number to call is 470-508-1160. And Annie, should I turn it over to you?
Yeah, we need to ring that bell again because we just got another leadership gift.
What?
So, yay! So, what does a leadership gift mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It can mean a lot of things because it's basically a gift over $500.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes. Yay, ring
so
the bell.
Ring that bell.
Yeah. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank you to those who've given that leadership gift. So we want to say thank you to Christine F., Lewis M., Lauren W., Amy C., Elise O., and Anonymous and Marietta. We thank you so much. And Lauren says, thanks, Carrie, for being instrumental in helping her come back to the faith.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Lauren.
And Anne concurs. I was like, I don't know what this means, but I hope y'all know. Y'all know what it means.
That's great.
But it is time for us to go to a break, which is a perfect time for you to pick up that phone and dial 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. But we will be back with more, and I'm sure they're going to talk a little bit more about Proclaim My Word when we get back.
I'm Monsignor Peter Rao from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia, and this is my favorite prayer. It's called, O Sacrament Most Holy. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. This is a great prayer, especially in times of stress, a great prayer to center yourself on the Lord in this Eucharist.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right? When you're wrestling with little kids. Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, I know, and he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of, like, consecration, and he starts yelling, I know, it's Jesus! So my husband picks him up, Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood! Out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after, and pray. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A reading from Psalm 65, verses 6 through 9. You answer us with awesome deeds of justice, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of far distant islands. You are robed in power. You set up the mountains by your might. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, the tumult of the peoples. Distant peoples stand in awe of your marvels. East and west you make resound with joy.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through The Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Let me tell you about the difference between a conversion and a simple change of life. Now, you can change your life by changing your job. Now, conversion is a change, but it's a radical change. But some people have strong wills. They can change. The Spirit of the Lord comes along and says, I love you. And they never heard that before. Today, we have an idea in this new society, the new religion, the new theology, whatever you want to call it, that we never sin. Well, if you never sin, you don't need conversion, do you? What will you convert from? But see, that's one of those lies that we buy, and it's not true. We do need conversion.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
This is Jay Tremonti from VentureWithVirtue.com in Atlanta. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Hey, thank you, Annie. And so welcome back, everyone. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. And I'm here with Carrie Allen and Annie Porter and a very generous listeners that we're calling in right now, which is just wonderful. So thank you. This is not an easy year for people. And to step in your faith and be generous, that's it's really just, it's very humbling to see people do that, because this has been a hard year for so many people, and getting the word out is so important. And this is a way that if you don't feel like you're the best person at evangelizing, and you don't know what to say, and you're, you know, just does the words don't come out right, and you're worried about how you do it, supporting this radio station, your radio station, that is a perfect way to evangelize. So let's give the number again, 470-508-1160. And we're going to go back to what Carrie was saying. So right before we went to break, Carrie, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, sorry, wait, guys. Yep. Before you do that, mm-hmm. I just want to announce that we have a $6,000 match for the remaining of the hour. So,
whoa. Wow.
Yes. So awesome. Call 470-508-1160. That's a $6,000 match. We need your help, man. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you so much. So yeah, here we just left Mother Angelica on the clip, and now we come back to Carrie and me.
Sorry,
but you got this. But Annie shows up with the $6,000 match. So thank you, Annie, for saying that. So Carrie, when people say prepping, what do they mean?
Well, most people think I've got to have some extra food on hand, toilet paper, peanut butter, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's good to have some extras because you never know what's going to happen. But what's really important is to make sure that you and your family are spiritually prepped.
Yes.
And so how do you do that? One of the best ways of doing that is by being in the Word of God, because that's how you're going to get informed about the truth. And today, as you're aware, I'm sure there's a battle going on between good and evil, and so many people are buying into the lies that are being told, and we want to get the truth out there so that people are informed.
Yes.
So people are informed. And the Word, the thing that's so important too about the Word is that it keeps you from worrying. There's so much peace when you're grounded in the Word. Worry and fear are the total opposite of faith and trust.
Absolutely.
And God wants us now more than ever to trust Him. Again, He's got this. And I believe God is always in the process of preparing us for something from the beginning of time. He's always preparing us for something. So if you want to have some extra supplies on hand, go ahead and do it. That's great. But make sure you've got your rosary at hand, you've got your radio station turned on, you've got your Bible. And if you can, get back to Mass. Get back to the Eucharist.
Yes, because you're being fed there, just like you're being fed in the Word. You know, the both are so important.
Absolutely.
So I got a picture now. So when we go into the big box store, show our member ID, and we come out and we have all our sale items, and we got our, you know, 24 waters and our 30 toilet papers and our couple peanut butters. Then we need to also have a rosary. And then...
yeah, rosary in one hand, a Bible
in the other. Exactly.
And a crucifix up on the wall. And that brings up another thing to have some images around your house that bring so much comfort to your family.
Yes.
You know, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Sacred Heart of Mary.
And then say to Alexa, I want Quest Atlanta.
Amen.
And then have that come. So 3 o'clock, we do the Divine Mercy.
Right.
And that's like 7.5 minutes.
Right.
I often do that. Yeah, Annie.
And speaking of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, you can play it on demand in the app now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great. So under prayer in the app, you can play the Divine Mercy Chaplet or the Chaplet of St. Michael the Archangel.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Great.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. I've heard so many people, and I've prayed the St. Michael the Archangel. I've prayed the chaplet before, but I just typically do the prayer each day. If I be using the app, then I get more into the routine of doing it, you know? Right. So every day I do it. So that's one thing I will say. So if you say, I don't have time, Linda, I can't, you know, I just got enough, you know, with homeschooling and this and that, or whatever it is that's going on in your life. I'm telling you, what I did was, like, when I said, hey, Lord, I think I'm going to go to Mass every day. Like, how am I going to do that? He worked it out for me.
Yep.
And then, hey, I'm going to do the rosary every day. How am I going to add 20 minutes to that? Oh, you know, but then it gave me so much peace. I didn't have to sit there and relive the drama of my life because I had done a very peaceful rosary, so my day went better. So whatever we put in, and that's why we're really saying at the Quest, let's do this podcast. So I think people will be wondering, what's the podcast on? What book?
The podcast is going to be on the book of Esther.
Great choice.
And you know why I think this is so important? Because Esther was created for the time that she was living in. Mm-hmm. In fact, the book ends with the quote, "For such a time as this." Mm-hmm. And I believe this is an exciting time for us to be alive.
Yep.
For God to have chosen each one of us to be here, because people need your prayers. People need your faith. Mm-hmm. People need to hear what is being aired on the radio. They need to hear the truth. They need mm-hmm. to hear people praying. They need hope mm-hmm. to increase their faith and trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention the special novena, the surrender novena, but you want to do yes. the phone number first?
Yeah, why don't you do it, Carrie? Because maybe them hearing it from you
too. Okay. Call in now, especially we are... Linda and I are very competitive, okay? we want to be all the other hours. We're the final hour. I'd like to say the last shall be first, so maybe we'll be first up there on the donations, but most especially on the participation calls. So if you're listening, call in to 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160.
Yes, thank you.
So getting back to the surrender novena, very short, and I think it's even on the Quest website. Mm-hmm. This is such a powerful novena, and there's one sentence in there that you repeat, and it says, "Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Mm. Take care of everything." Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And the worry and the fear just starts to melt away.
So I can speak to that, and this is kind of like a Holy Spirit moment, and the number is 470-508-1160. Thank you so much for your generosity and just for being here and listening. And there's so many people I know that are listening that have already donated in prior hours, so I'm going to thank you again. Thank you for the people that called this hour. And so last night before I went to bed, I was thinking a way a human does. I was thinking, okay, Carrie and I are doing the 15th of 15 hours. Like, probably there won't be that many donations because they'll all be all like tapped out, you know? And I thought that's probably not a very faithful, encouraging, hopeful. So I got on my knees. I said, "Lord, help me." And, my friend Lou sent me a book of Padre Pio. So I've been reading like a page a night, just really getting into how the saint, he's just such a wonderful example for all of us. And then I opened up my Bible and I had this card, and it was Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it fell out and it said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open." And I said, I just thought this is great that just said it's in the Lord's hands. I surrendered to him. And I went to bed and I just felt so good, you know, because I just knew the Lord has this. It's his radio station. And so then this morning I get up and go to Mass because I said, make sure to go to Mass and just have a good start to the day so I'm not all frazzled by the time I get to the radio station. And the reading was in the book of Luke. The same reading. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find." And I said, okay, that was the confirmation. So the Holy Spirit's working, and it's about surrendering, because I could have, the impact is the same, but oftentimes he works to make us trust him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have some good news. All the Bibles have been given out.
Way, yay. That's another bell ringer. Yay.
So, I want to do another challenge that anybody that calls in, the next 10 people that call in with a $100 donation or more, will also get a free, beautiful burgundy Bible with gold lettering. And it's a Catholic edition. And if you don't need it, find somebody to give it to.
Yeah, that's a
share the word, spread the word.
Mm-hmm. 470-508-1160. And
don't forget,
yeah,
your donation's being matched for this rest
up
of the
six,
hour. $6,000
right.
Match. So come on.
I know, we're at the end of it.
Yeah.
So if you, there might be some people out there who are thinking about end of year donations.
Yeah.
And this is the quickest quarter ever that will be. Because,
but I'm like, if you give $100,
right?
It's $200. Mm-hmm. And then you get a Bible.
Then, oh my gosh.
You know?
What a
and
deal.
And then when you're Christmas shopping, you don't have to worry about doing end of your donation. You could just get, you got it covered right now.
That's so, right. So what's that number?
470-508-1160. AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. If you're just coming into your car and you're wondering what you're listening to or who you're listening to, this is Linda Scharnhorst. I'm here with Carrie Allen and Annie Porter. And we're on the last hour of the fall 2020 Quest Atlanta, AM 1160, at The Quest Atlanta Pledge Drive. So we would love if you would call. We thank the people that have called in already. And we know there's some people that are probably waiting and they don't want to miss a word of what we're saying. So we just ask you to call in and we'll be, the caller angels will be as quick as possible taking your information and you can contribute to this. So with regard to the podcast, so I think we haven't told them, right? We haven't told them the name.
Yeah, we just did.
Yeah, we did.
We
Esther.
Did. The Book of Esther.
But we haven't told them why. Because your Bible studies are a little different, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what can people expect to get out of their of the Bible study? How do they have it impact their lives?
Well, the purpose for originally doing these Bible studies is to help people learn how to live the Bible, not just know it, not just for knowledge, not just for information, but for transformation, mm-hmm. so that it changes their lives. Mm-hmm. And I have seen it happen so many times when I've heard people say what a difference it's made in their lives. And to me, that's so encouraging. That's what has been my impetus for keeping this going. You know, it says in Isaiah 55:11 that God's word never goes out mm-hmm. void, that it will not return to him void, but it will do his will. And that's what's so wonderful about the Quest Radio. Just think about this. Every time his word is proclaimed over the air, something's happening. God's doing something. Mm-hmm. Somebody's being blessed. Somebody's being healed. Somebody is maybe getting hope. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody's thinking about committing suicide mm-hmm. and they find hope. Maybe somebody... maybe it helps somebody increase their faith. Maybe somebody's thinking about leaving the church mm-hmm. or better yet, coming back to the church. We have so many people out there who have left who are barely hanging on.
Yeah, back to your image. Yes, barely hanging on. Annie, do you want to?
Yeah, I've got a couple messages here. So Marsha A. says, thanks, Carrie, for opening her eyes through her Bible studies. Yay. And another one for Carrie. Jeannie says, Carrie was instrumental in many people's lives, inspiring many to come to the Lord.
That's great.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Holy
Beautiful.
Spirit.
And yeah, we need to ring that bell again because we got another leadership gift.
Yay! Woo! Now that we know what that is. Thank you. Yes. Is there anyone else name-wise that you want to say that has... I know we're getting them in. They're coming fast.
I know. They're I told you guys I wanted to get writer's cramp and we're getting there. We're getting there. So... all right. We want to say thanks to Jonathan D. in Dallas, Georgia, and Kelsey S. And I'm probably going to really not get this one right. Inola, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And Michael Great. D. in Woodstock, and Christine C. in Dunwoody. And she says she was very blessed by Carrie's Bible study.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So thank you, thank you, thank you for your donations. The number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com. Don't forget, your money's being matched. $6,000 match.
Right, like, that's
incredible.
Wonderful.
And if you're donating $100 or more, you're going to get a Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
For the first 10 who call with that donation of $100 or more.
That is wonderful. Yeah. So Carrie, too, when you just said about, you quoted Isaiah 55:11 and how it achieves his will, you know, it doesn't mm-hmm. go out mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. returns void. And you mentioned about Esther for a time such as this. So I think that's what all of us should do is kind of insert our name. So
absolutely, absolutely. The title of the series of Esther Bible study is Be Who God Created. Mm. Be Who God Created. So mm-hmm. hopefully people will ask themselves, am I who God created me to be? Mm-hmm. Am I who he created me to be?
Yes.
And if not, time to start learning how to be that person, because we need you. Mm-hmm. Other people need you. Need your faith, need your prayers.
So just to give a little tactical piece here, I'll give the phone number in case people are in the car, 470-508-1160, The Quest. And we're talking about the podcast. So if you've already given, you've already donated and or can't get through or something like that, you can go to the app or the website into the information. It's info@thequestatlanta.com. And you can say you're interested in this Bible study, and then proclaim my word and the quest, working together jointly to bring this together. So we'll be in the same studio we're in now, recording this. And so if you let us know, that way we can give you fair warning when the first podcast gets released, and I'll be on the Quest Atlanta website, and proclaim my word. We'll be working together. And also too, as you know, if anyone's taken Carrie's Bible studies in the past, the workbooks that come with it, and this is all this, we're offering this totally free. That's why these donations are so important. This is local programming. And so when we can put it up on the website, this podcast, we're going to do it in such a way that we can easily then play it on the radio. So we're being as responsible as possible with the donations that have been given.
Absolutely.
And also too, this can be sent, you can send this to other people. So maybe you didn't get a Bible today. Maybe you still want one, $100. Maybe we'll get you one. But you also can take that and send it to other people. And like Carrie said, you might be doing the podcast and the workbook by yourself when time makes sense, or do it with your family, do it with your spouse, do it with friends. You might go to a coffee shop and sit down with two other or three other people who've done it to share. We only can imagine the impact that this will have.
Right.
But it's very important, and it's really done by your donations, because to produce it, to have it up on the website, all of that. But it promises to be really exciting.
Yes.
So
help us get the word out.
Yes,
help literally,
truly
help us get the word out.
Truly, because there's people that maybe are doing conference call Bible studies, which is wonderful, but maybe they just want something different. Maybe they don't want to hear their friend's dog in the background, or kids running through, or pausing, or they don't like being on video, or whatever. You can do this where you are. You can put it in ears if you go walking. It's a podcast, and then we're also going to be playing it on the radio. So that's where Annie comes in. She's so good at the boards, and she can tell us exactly the timing and this and that, so we can make it a timeless piece. So Carrie, go ahead. 470-508-1160. Yeah, do you want to share just another Holy Spirit moment?
Oh, right. Several years ago, I was in the Adoration Chapel. I was kneeling at the kneeler. It's a very small chapel at the cathedral. And I was praying, and I heard in my heart the Spirit say, "Go tell her I love her." Well, there was only one woman in the chapel with me, and she was sitting on the bench behind me, and I was startled by what I heard, and I kind of looked up at the monstrance and looked at Jesus and the monstrance, and I said, "You want me to do what?"
What faith?
And what faith? And I heard it again, "Go tell her I love her." And I said, "Oh Lord," and I was kind of, this was a little new to me at the time. And I said, "Oh Lord, she'll think I'm a Jesus freak. I'm just not comfortable doing that. And I heard him say it again. And then I said, "Okay, I'll do it, but let me finish praying." Don't tell God what to do. Anyway, he said, "Go now." So I got up, I sat next to her, and I didn't know who this woman was. I tapped her on the shoulder and I said, very sheepishly, "I have a message from the Lord for you. He wants you to know how much he loves you." And she smiled at me and she said, "Thank you." And I scooted down the bench, looked like I was praying. And I said, see God, she thinks I'm crazy and I'm just ranting and raving. When she taps me on the shoulder and she said, "I want you to see what I was reading at the moment you told me that." And she pointed to this page, the book, the devotional she was reading. And it said, "God has a message just for you." And she said, "Thank you."
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
470-508-1160. So that Holy Spirit moment reminds me of the quest, because we don't know who's out there listening. We know some because the names and the notes and messages they've given to us, but there's a lot of people that we don't know, but they could hear one thing that is exactly the time that they need to. That's what the Lord can work out, right? And it's the same way. This is a part of evangelization, you know, of getting out and being faithful, giving that word. You gave it to one woman in the chapel, but the Lord in the radio station can give that one word
to millions.
Exactly.
Millions.
It's literally,
that's
millions
what your
people.
Donations can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your donation, you can help people not only hang on to the cross, mm-hmm. but be embedded in the cross and hang on to the truth.
Mm-hmm. The number to call is 470-508-1160. Andy, did you need to, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, so.
Well, I was going to say we need to ring that bell again because we got another leadership gift.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Way to go.
Yes.
You're Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Exactly. We want to say thank you to Christine C. in Dunwoody, Catherine T. in Alpharetta, Mary Ann S. in Dunwoody, and she donated in honor of Linda and Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Karen
you.
T. in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia E. in Atlanta, and she says Carrie changed her life.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mary R. in Atlanta as well. So thank you to those who've come in, and we're looking for your call next to 470-508-1160. There's still that $6,000 match going on, so come on, make your money double.
Exactly,
know?
Yes.
Yep. Right, if it's $100.
And I love to give away Bibles.
And since we're talking about Carrie, how much you've done, so remember I told you that story in the beginning of the hour, and I got into the Word at the Christ the King where you were at, and then I started going to the Monday evening Bible study, and by all aspects, perspectives, my life was going well. I mean, I had doing well in different things, and I was actually, starting to go back to church and this and that, but it still wasn't like all operating on full cylinder. I knew something was a little off, because when you get in the Word, what does it do? It confronts you. It
Absolutely.
Shows you those areas that maybe you've hidden, kept to the side, avoided, ignored, whatever. And I went to the Bible study. I listened to the commentary. I was a bad person and left before the for the small group session. But I went to, I didn't leave the community, because actually I went into the sanctuary, went to the front. I remember I was on the St. Joseph side at the Cathedral of Christ the King, and sat down in the pew, and I prayed kind of similar to what I prayed before, like, Lord, what do you want? Like, something's not right, I need help. And next thought that went through my mind was the answer's in the hymnal. And I opened up the hymnal, and I don't know if I've ever seen a song like this before or since, but it was like, to be forgiven, you must forgive. To be forgiven, you must forgive. And immediately I knew the person that I had not forgiven. And that person had called me several times because they had this big life event coming, and they wanted my forgiveness. And every time the person called, I was like, didn't they hurt me enough?
Wow.
Why do I need to take this call? And right there. But see, the Word opened it up.
Right.
The Word opened me up to see something wasn't right. And then I went, and when I heard that, it was a thought, open it up. And when I end up talking to that person, saying, I forgive, and I can tell you, it was just incredible what ended up coming over me.
Right. So, what a blessing. What a grace.
It was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So the number to call, 470-508-1160. If something has hit you during this hour, you've been listening maybe all 15 hours and you haven't had a chance to donate, there is still time to call. We still have call angels taking your calls and your prayer requests. So please call. So at this time, we want to say anything else about the Bible study, Carrie?
I hope you can join, because you'll really enjoy it. You'll really be blessed, and you'll be able to bless other people by your participation and inviting them in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you evangelize just by inviting people. Mm-hmm. So just invite somebody to the quest.
And remind them where they're going to go if they want to find out, like, to be the first to know about the podcast when it's coming out.
Yeah. So for people that are calling now, just if you want to tell the call angels that you're interested in getting the information, and then also info@thequestatlanta.com. So on the website, you can go to the contact us and let us know, and then proclaim my word and the quest. We will have it so that you can be able to download and get the
workbook
mm-hmm. as well as be kept on the list to know when each session is released.
Right.
So, Andy, do you want to give
a little update here?
Yeah.
So I want to say that we still have 5 more of those out of the 10 that were for the Bibles going right now, that were, if you gave a donation of $100 or more, you were going to get a Bible, plus your donation's getting matched right now.
Yep.
So that is an incredible incredible, incredible thing. So you want to call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com to make that donation. But meanwhile, I want to say thank you to all the people who've donated this hour so far. So we have Christine F., Lewis M., Lauren W., Amy C., Elise O., Anonymous, Jane B., Karen T., Marcia A., Patricia J., Jonathan D., Kelsey S., Michael D., Christine C., Catherine T., Marianne S., Karen T., Georgia E., Mary R., Ann and Marvin S., and Betty B. And I believe y'all are in for a treat because I think we're staying on longer. So
yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to stay on so we can get that match. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, so that we can get that $6,000 match.
Absolutely, yes, because you've been so generous. And this is, we wanted to make sure, it was kind of funny that we were worried about being last, but truly we're giving an example of what the donations go towards, is being able to do this podcast, etc. So in this, Carrie and I make no money on it. We make nothing. And but it does take money for the producing of it. It does take money to put it up on the website, to have it there. But everything is for free. So if you want to put a donation for us so other people can get in the word, maybe there's someone that you think really could use the word right now and you want to do this Bible study and you say, hey, let's do it together. Wouldn't that be a great way? You know, right. Even if you're long distance, you could FaceTime, chat, you know, all that you want.
And if something has really touched you today and you want to share it with somebody, direct them to the website. It'll mm-hmm. be up in a couple of days,
yes.
won't it, where they can download it themselves and listen to it or have somebody else listen to it.
Yeah, the program's on demand. I do want to mention that. So if you're someone who's looking for good, you know, tried and true content that you know is accurate and the truth, then you can just go to the app. Definitely, we encourage you to go to the website or the app, but the app is so easy. I find myself, I have it on my iPad, I hit it, listen now, but then I go to the programs on demand. So Shelter in Peace is at a time where I can't listen to it during live hours, but I go back and listen to it afterwards. And there's so many priests and other people that have been involved yesterday too. I want to say, if you did not listen yesterday morning at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, there was a very great hour that included a very moving story from Amy from Transfiguration. And the hosts that hour just were wonderful. And that would be a great one to go back and listen to, because it really talks about adoration, being in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, and it basically saved her life. And then we had Deacon Vic and Father Larry from St. Michael the Archangel, and a moving near-death experience that, if you're wondering, hey, what I need to focus on, I think you sum it up as love. Love for everyone. It hit me just listening to it. It was so profound. And you know what's so funny, Carrie? I got to tell you this. I am friends with Deacon Vic's wife. She's actually had prayer group at her house a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not a member of St. Michael the Archangel, but I've met Deacon Vic. Uh-huh. Not a very nice guy. I had no clue until I listened to the radio.
Wow.
So look at this. You think radio maybe is like from the past? No, it's not. I was literally in their home. I did not know that story. And then to listen to it, it just so moved me and really made me look like, okay, how can I be more loving, more patient, more, you know, compassionate, less judgmental, all of the things that he spoke about. Mm-hmm. And the story of where he just was that morning and all that happened, and that woman being there right at the time that he needed for his life to be saved. So basically, if you want to hear two great stories, I would say probably next week, Annie, those will be up on the archives.
They might already be up today.
Actually.
Go look. Yeah, because I know day one is up, so mm-hmm. hopefully day two is up already. So
okay.
They should be on Programs on Demand, at least on the app. I think the app mm-hmm. is a little ahead of the game
yep.
than the website.
Okay.
So if you download the app, you're going to have a little advantage.
And that's wonderful. And if you get a friend, if you want someone to hear that story, yeah. That you really, that's the thing. Tell them, download the app, and you could go for a walk. You can, you know, be anywhere and listen to it. So 470-508-1160. We have that match. So that's why we're going a little bit over the time,
because
the generosity, we want to hit it.
And we want to ring that bell again because we got another leadership gift.
Oh, so, yay.
Thank you.
A leadership gift for those listeners out there is a donation of $500 or more. Or it could be a monthly donation that adds up over a certain amount as well. So thank you so much for that gift. That number to call is 470-508-1160. And I think five Bibles are remaining.
Okay.
Five or four. I got to do my math again.
We'll get one more if that's necessary, right, yeah, Carrie? Right. We'll get one more.
Yeah.
So let's just say five. So therefore, we did the first 10 callers for the hour, but then we said for these last five, it's over $100.
Yep, that's
that
right.
So if you are wanting the Bible that you, it's maybe during this conversation that we've been having, Carrie, Annie, and I, that you've listened in and you said, wow, I really wish I could get this person a Bible, or maybe I could get them involved in the podcast. That's what we're talking about this now, is that Carrie and I are on the hook for this podcast because now that we got it out there, right?
Yeah. So, the hook is right.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the Lord's will be done. And so if you feel in your heart that this is something you can do to support and evangelize as well as get people in the Word. So,
yeah.
And we want to encourage you to be a Word prepper.
Yes.
Be a Word prepper.
Mm-hmm.
Get all your TP and your peanut butter and everything else. But on top of your list, be a Word prepper.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also recommend memorizing, committing to heart, Psalm 23.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a great stress reliever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
So maybe you should, if you think about it, Psalm 23, we all think of it with funerals.
Oh.
But, you talked about when you went to Rome and then the lamb's wool, remember,
oh,
right?
Oh, right, yes, yes.
And the Lord is my shepherd.
Right.
Why don't you, while we're talking.
Okay, let me
While you're turning to it, I'll give the number 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And this is a perfect one. Psalm 23 is a perfect one to really appraise the scriptures. So Carrie, go ahead.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall lack. In green pastures you let me graze. In safe waters you lead me. You restore my strength. You guide me along the right path for the sake of your name. Even though I walk through a dark valley, I fear no harm, for you are at my side. Your rod and staff give me courage. You set a table before me as my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oils. My cup overflows. Only goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
Amen. Amen.
That's a beautiful psalm. I love it.
It is. That's the thing, too, is when we get away from the Word, we feel it. And we get back to the Word, we feel it. It just really is like a big old hug.
If you haven't been in the Word yet, and you want to get into the Word before we even start the podcast, I would suggest you start with the Psalms. Mm-hmm. Just read one psalm a day.
Yep.
Just read. They're so comforting.
Mm-hmm. That's great because it's sort of get it ready, and then just like I said, the Lord just starts working on you, starts showing you kind of the way, and it is really quite exciting. So 470-508-1160.
Two more Bibles remain.
Two Bibles. Whoa, goodness. Whoa. So we just went through three $100 gifts. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Praise the
Lord. So we want to say thank you to, I forgot where I was on my list. So we're just going to go back to Georgia E. Thank you, Georgia E.
Thank you, Georgia.
Mary R. in Atlanta, Ann and Marvin S. in Atlanta, Betty B. in Powder Springs, Amy C. in Johns Creek. And she says, Parker, Jack, Ruby, and Bailey say we love you both. So Anonymous in Atlanta is donating in honor of Carrie. Mm-hmm. Alice J. in Auburn, Alabama sends her love to Carrie as well.
Oh, so, that's wonderful.
Thank you, Alice.
Yeah. So remember, your money's being matched. We have a $6,000 match, which is why we're still on the air with you. We need you to call 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or go online to thequestatlanta.com.
And also, too, I want to say Jim D. and Mary M. I want us to say a shout out to them because they had done it online for our hour ahead of time. So that's thank you to them, too. And one other thing I'll say, too, I want to say something specific to the men out there listening.
Good.
Okay.
You hear that, guys? Listen up.
Yeah. So the Bible study, it's very, I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like the beginning of the school year, I haven't been to school in how long, but every time the school year starts, I go to Kroger and get my like 10 for 10, you know, notebooks. And I just love kind of like a new Bible study. It feels like that. Like I'm going back to school. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's something with women. It's just, hey, we get together, we talk or whatever. But men, spiritual leaders of family, mm-hmm. it is so imperative to be in the Word. And I will say with this book, the book of Esther. Okay. So, we know how Judith, the book of Judith went. Esther does what she does very peacefully, mm-hmm. right? Different than Judith. Right, right. But there's powerful characters, men and women, this story.
Yeah, yeah.
Men and women. Esther wouldn't have been where she was to be for a time such as this if it hadn't been for her uncle.
That's right.
And so I'm encouraging families to do this podcast together, men's groups to do this together. If there's men out there who get together, you know, for breakfast, you know, I know some people that get together, five guys, just go to breakfast every Saturday morning. This would be a perfect thing. Listen to the podcast. We're technologically bringing it to you in a way, in a form factor that's easy to consume. So we're trying to do this so there's no excuses. And we want to remind you, this is not just for women. This is women and men. 470-508-1160.
Yeah. And you know, breakfast and the Word, that's a good combo. And we can add to that, if you're making a donation of $25 or more a month, you get a Quest coffee mug. And then you're part of the Quest coffee club. So, yes. It's just a whole added one, you know, someone making brunch one day.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your coffee and your Quest mug. So make that call, 470-508-1160.
And it is great, too, because we need to be, we know what happens. We don't eat physically, but we don't eat spiritually.
It's not good.
It's not good. It ain't. The result is just as bad. So go ahead,
Yeah,
Carrie.
If you want to know why you need to be prepared, mm-hmm. read Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the 10 virgins.
Mm-hmm.
When they were told to make sure that their oil lamps were filled, mm-hmm. only five virgins mm-hmm. had their oil lamp filled when the bridegroom came. So we've got to make sure our oil lamps are filled. And one of the best ways to do that is by being in the Word mm-hmm. and by spreading the Word through Quest Radio.
You know, that verse, that scripture always hits me because I'm a member of All Saints Parish in Dunwoody, and they're very blessed even during this time to do confessions outside. And so it's wonderful. They do it after the daily mass on Saturday. And that's what I always think about is the 10 virgins. I'm like, do I need to go to confession? I want to have something in my my lamp. I don't want to be empty when Jesus comes. Sometimes it makes me look at my life and say, oh, you know,
and you can't give away your oil.
Exactly. That's the thing. And so it's that's what the Word does. It prepares us in a way that nothing else can.
And it brings you peace.
Yeah.
And it keeps the fear from taking you over. And I read something recently that said, if fear comes knocking at your door, send your faith to answer it. So send your faith to answer your fears. And we're trying to get rid of fear and worry right now because we don't need it. Mm-hmm. And it really lessens your, it weakens your immune system, fear and worry. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What value does it have? It has none.
Right.
Replace it with your faith and your trust mm-hmm. and surrender to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because being convert to the faith too, a lot of times people come to me and say, oh, I want to talk to this person about such and such and this and this and this. And I'm always like, yeah, okay. Just love them and speak to them and the Word. Because the Lord always brings someone along. So even when we worry about those that we love, that we've been praying for, we at this time in particular have to remember, just like the story in the beginning, I didn't feel anything. I didn't hear anything. I didn't think anything. All I said was, Lord, what do you want me, you know, to do today? You know, I'll do it. And he answered in the most perfect timing that I never could have orchestrated.
He will answer.
And if I sat there and left there all worried and whatever, I got in the car and focused on driving. You know, that's what I did because that's the next thing I had to do. Right. And the number to call, because we've had such a great hour, we just want to get the full $6,000 match that we've been so blessed to have received, 470-508-1160. Annie, is there any Bibles left?
I think we just gave out our last one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, the word is going out already.
Yes, it is flying off the shelf. Yes. Jim D. and Marietta, we want to say thank you to you and Evelyn C. and Dunwoody, and she donated in honor of Linda.
So great, yay. Evelyn. Yay. Yay. I've been in Bible study with Evelyn for years, and we have a great group that we do every Lent, and we always come back. It's men and women, you know, and we got together just because we signed a list, and we do it in someone's home. And
beautiful.
Yeah. And we kept it going during COVID. Yeah. We did it on, it on Zoom, and it was just a wonderful. So thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, everyone who's donated this hour. 470-508-1160. If you've been listening and you were driving, need to get home, and you're just joining us. I'm here with Carrie Allen and Annie Porter, and we're talking about the new podcast that The Quest Atlanta and Proclaim My Word, a very powerful partnership to get the word out that we're going to be doing. And if you're interested, you can go to the Contact Us on the app, and we definitely suggest that you download the Quest Atlanta app. It's interesting, Annie, you've always referenced that's red and white, and it has the Q on it, and the questatlanta.com. We want you to make sure either the website or the app, but you always say that it's red and white and you see the Q. I'm like the person that sees the opposite. I always just see the cross. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot the Q's on there. So it's a Q with the cross in the middle.
Q with the cross in the middle.
Yeah. Yes. But if you just, for some reason, the app doesn't work, the questatlanta.com. So Annie, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, that number to call is 470-508-1160. Our call angels are still taking your calls, and we want to get that match. So keep calling 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. And Linda and Carrie, what a powerful, powerful, I can't even say hour because it's more than an hour. Carol and Steph have just walked in, and so let's hear what they came in.
Wow. What a great hour we had, huh?
Yeah, this is definitely the best hour. Wait till we tell Father Ketter or Father Dan and Father Henry. They will be really disappointed. Yeah. I think there was another contender.
The All Saints ladies.
Yeah, Eucharistic Adoration. Eucharistic Adoration is so important. So what a great way to raise money.
Yeah, Holy Spirit did a great job, too. We had lots of great hours, and you guys were an awesome finish for us.
Oh, thank you.
What a way to go out. So thank you so much.
Thank you to the listeners, because really, honestly, they're the ones that did this. Yes. Really, and the Holy Spirit prompted people.
Absolutely.
So,
what a blessing. What a blessing.
All of you that supported us over the last 3 days, thank you so much. God bless you for that. You're doing something very important. You have an opportunity to do something that really moves souls closer to Christ, and you'll be very happy about that. You know, you'll be blessed in many ways down the road, right, guys?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll be great. So, Carrie, would you mind just leading us in a closing prayer? I mean, we're so thankful for all. We've had hundreds of people in shifts come in over the last 3 days to volunteer, to help answer the phones, to pray in adoration, and guests and hosts. And it's just been an incredible 3 days. Mm-hmm. And we just want to take an opportunity to thank God for this. And so, Carrie, thank
you. Happy to. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence with us during this week. Lord, I lift up every single volunteer, every host, every guardian in the chapel, every staff member, every person who called in, Lord, everyone who donated, everyone who was just listening and taking it all in, and all of those who are going to share God's word. I ask that you bless all of these abundantly. May they see you moving in their lives. May your grace be poured out upon them, Lord. Lord, bless our families and make us stronger as a unit. Keep us safe. Help us not to live in fear and worry, but to just hang on to you. Hang on to your truth. Hang on to your cross. And Mary, we thank you for your presence as well. As we close with Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes, thank Thanks. You, listeners, so much for these past 3 days. It's been an incredible, incredible Live in the Spirit Fall 2020 Pledge Drive. And we're still taking your calls. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. God bless you.